kwazi mwere Zimbabwe ndino mkamchira mchongo chedu chewe chitiki uhlelo The Connection lelami Mike Hove. Welcome mthakazo muhle wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo ngiyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lelami Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Mwere Zimbabwe tino urombo kutatukwanesu kupa ichirongo chisemazwa ose. This program is not live. Nepam sana pechirode che coronavirus. Because of umkunelo owe coronavirus, sonke se asebenza sisezindlini. Mure Zimbabwe, because of COVID-19, we're all working from home. So I'm giving you this program, coming to you from my couch in Washington, D.C. Jusine Mure Zimbabwe, tipano pachirongo chedu chewe chitiki, ushelo The Connection lelami umaiko ove. Nasi mchirongo chukubata nyaya yeje chirwere che coronavirus, kubegela pambili, sikhangela udaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Over the weekend, sizwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing etshela uzulu ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown, chirongwa che-lockdown, chishange chishenrambeli, chirva phase 2 for an indefinite period. It's going to be reviewed once every 2 weeks. So yikho lokho okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa when he was saying ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown luzabe luqhubekela phambili okwesikhathi eside. They're going to be reviewing it once every 2 weeks. Panopfuura maviki maviri. Saka ndinonyaya yacho nayo nathi chirongwa chichange chikurukura newe chidiki tichinzwa kuti chirongwa ichi che-lockdown, how is it affecting impilo zabo? But before we delve deeper into lokho okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, let's delve into the numbers of how many people are affected by COVID-19 worldwide, even in Zimbabwe. So as we speak, Moria Zimbabwe, according to John Hopkins University, there are over 4,800,000 people worldwide that have tested positive for COVID-19. The last time we spoke, Zimbabwe, the number was at 4,200,000. Just in the space of weeks since the last time we spoke, over 600,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, for the death toll itself, the death toll has risen to over 310,000 people worldwide. The number has also increased since the last time we spoke. Sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni sithetha zvuri kuitika munyika parizvino. According to the Ministry of Health, 46 people have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths is still at 4. It has not changed in a while. And fortunately, the number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 has increased to 18. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Health, as we speak, has conducted over 29,000 COVID-related tests in the country. Up to date, 60,121 are a result of what they call RDT tests, which is rapid screening tests, and 13,104 are a result of PCR tests. Saka ndinonyaya yacho nathi mchirongwa, down to the lockdown asizweni phela ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, what did he say on Saturday? Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed the media, addressed the nation, as a matter of fact, on Saturday, whereby he announced ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown luzabe luqhubekela phambili. Let's head over to a clip that we have courtesy of Zim Papers TV network that we extracted off their Facebook page. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was highlighting things that need to be done as we continue the lockdown at phase 2.
Government notes with satisfaction the continued positive impact of the lockdown measures our country has implemented since 30 March 2020 to date. Initial estimates indicated that by 29th April 2020, Zimbabwe would have about 1,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Our country therefore undertook an intensive surveillance and case finding approach. This entailed testing all hospitalized patients for COVID-19, individuals presenting with fever and influenza-like illnesses, as well as contact tracing. Based on the modeling, the country needed to test 33,340 in order to identify the estimated 1,000 cases. However, as at 15th May 2020, 42 confirmed cases have been identified out of the PCR and RDT tests done. It is noteworthy that the World Health Organization classifies COVID-19 transmission in Zimbabwe as sporadic, with one or more cases imported or locally detected. This may suggest that despite the small numbers tested, our country might have a reduced COVID-19 trajectory.
That was when he was addressing the nation at large on Saturday. One thing that was highlighted by uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is that on Saturday it was 42 people, namhla sikhuluma nje, over a couple of days, sesiku 46 people. Sakanjiyo nyaya thina yona simtshilongwa muri eZimbabwe, the lockdown, how is it affecting the youth of the nation? uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa limzwile echasisa ngempela vachinyatsotsanangura kuti chirongwa chelockdown chichange chienda mberi for an indefinite period, chichange chiongororwa zvekare once every 2 weeks. So ndiyo nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa muri weZimbabwe. 46 tested positive for COVID-19, 18 recovered and 4 dead. Over 29,000 COVID-19 tests done in the nation. If you're tuning in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, Tupo Zwekare, pa 4930-6040 and pa 15460. I must remind you, Muri Zimbabwe, our Chirongwaichi is pre-recorded, it's not live. Tino Rombo, I wish you would see Bedi Lako Ungena, Wutelo Sikoka, Pela Ngobunengi Betu, Zisine Muri Zimbabwe, Silapa, Ndiripo, Nemi, my Ndini, when you might call it, Ripano, Pachirongwaichi, Luchewichi, Iki. Uhlelo the connection lelami umayikhowe kana mshina uthipa uma ondrenyu munokwanisa uthithumela ma message pa WhatsApp pa number 0+1 202 465 0318. Makatirira chirongwa chedu chove chidiki. Uhlelo the connection lelami umayikhowe. The connection to Lami or Mike Hove, Lababafisu Kokalami, Konago Twitter, Jalo, Instagram at BigMike3, BIGMYKE3, and Popango, Pamuno Panisakundi Bata. Just name Muria Zimbabwe, Tripano, Patron, Wachirichi, for the next hour panel, Panetanuro, yes, Studio 7. So earlier on, you heard uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, Chela Pela Uzulu, Wachinasu Sanamburo, Chirongwachi lockdown, Shange Chien Ramberi, for what he's saying is an indefinite period, which is going to be up for review once every 2 weeks. Saga. It wouldn't have made sense kuti tive nechirongwa chedu iki tichitaura nezve lockdown tisinganzwika kuti nyanzvi dzinoongorora nyaya dzezveutano ivo what do they have to say. So sixhume udokotela tinotenda simemeza ukuze sizwe phela ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho okusanda kushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, whereby he said ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown, uhlelo lukahulumende luzabe luqhubekela phambili. So let's head over to an interview that I had earlier on. Lo dokotela tinotenda simemeza over Skype.
Zvakataurwa president is actually good in the sense that kuti vanhu vasanyanye kunge vachiwanda vari mumapublic spaces. So it's better kuti lockdown extend. But also zvine madisadvantages yekuti vanhu vari kuda kutsvaga uraramo, uyezve vanhu vari kuda kutsvaga chikafu nemari, saka kuti vanhu varambe vari mudzimba zvinotinetsei. Saka panofanira kunge pane balance ipapo. But from a health perspective, we are saying kuti we are encouraging the situation to continue so that zvitipe time yekuti tiwane mushonga or vaccine yekuti tikwanise kurapa chirwere ichi.
Now, Dr. Simemeza, at some stage in point, Takambunzo, Mchungamiru Inyika Mnangagwa saying that the lockdown itself is not the answer when we're talking about the situation as to how to curb coronavirus. But now, all of a sudden, with this coming into play, it seems like a complete U-turn to say that, you know, the lockdown is indefinite whilst we figure out other alternative means. In actual fact, if we listen to his speech, he seems to give credit to a lot of things that have come out in terms of the numbers that Zimbabwe is currently having to deal with to the lockdown itself. What could have triggered this absolute U-turn in terms of tone and speech?
I think it's Basically, maybe to do with the numbers that are being recorded, but they are not as much. And although the numbers are increasing, but we see compared to other people in the region, they are not as much. And this can be attributed to which is with Matesa tweet, Amashoma. We have such tiny capacity with community testing and so forth. And also, we are seeing what we've been doing RRGT testing instead of PCR. And we need to up our PCR testing kits. So I think there are a lot of factors that are contributing to that, saying let's put the lockdown indefinitely, so that we may at least, beef up in terms of our PCR tests and so forth. So I think there are a lot of factors that are contributing to that.
All right, hold on. Let me just translate what you just said for our Ndebele audience, and then I'll come back to you so that we can continue the conversation. Connection. Welcome. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Nge-weekend sibone uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa etshela phela uZulu ukuthi hayi uhlelo lukahulumente olo-lockdown luzabe luqhubekela phambili luku-phase 2 for an indefinite period. Okusikhathi eside, of course, they're going to be reviewing uhlelo lolu once every 2 weeks. So uhlelo silo dokotela sinothenda simemeza siyezwa phela ukuthi simnqusile ngenxa yokuthi sifisa ukuzwa ukuthi bona njengengcwethi abodokotela bakubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Into yokuqala, udokotela simemeza uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi ukhanya ngani uyahlupha ngenxa yokuthi abantu kumele bathole labo ithuba lokuphuma beyodinga okukudla eningi labantu, njengoba ningakhohlwa phela ukuthi eningi labantu liku-informal sector. So ushilo ukuthi kuyahlupha, kodwa bona njengabodokotela bathi hayi uhulumeni bayamshayela uhlombe ngenxa yokuthi from a health perspective hayi lokhu kuhle kakhulu, ngenxa yokuthi abafuni phela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo to spread elizweni. Siphinde phela ngambuza ngathi not so long ago uMongameli Mnangagwa simzwile phela sithi i-lockdown ayisilona impendulo nxa sesikhangela uku-maintainer or uku-manager umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Ngimbuzile wathi hayi yebo ngempela lokhu kuliqiniso, kodwa yena ubona ngani uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usetshintshile phela ithoni yakhe ngenxa yokuthi kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo. Into yokuqala phela lingakhohlwi ukuthi i-lockdown yona ngokwayo isivimbe izinto eziningi ukuthi ziyenzekale. Into yokuqala is ukuthi ama-numbers ngokwawo sibona phela uMongameli ube sithi ibona njengohulumende though expecting ukuthi ngo-April kube labantu 1,000 who have umkhuhlane lo coronavirus, kodwa namhla sikhuluma nje kulabantu abayi-46 kuphela. So yikho lokho kusanda ukushiwo ngudokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. Doc, now I remember we were talking about the issues that doctors were facing in the country. This is when Corona was all still fresh. And one of the issues that you highlighted was, as doctors, you guys were in urgent need of PPE. A lot of doctors, in actual fact, for as long as it's not PPE, I need to put my health first. Has that changed?
Yes, it's changed for a while, but also sometimes the PPE is in shortage. So we sometimes have erratic supply, but the supply has been there. So for times when we don't have, we always keep on advocating for more PPE because it's really important that we protect ourselves.
In his speech, and obviously I'm going to keep referring to the speech that President Mnangagwa gave because that's the official position, he highlighted some of the estimates, the initial estimates that government had, of course, after consulting medical experts. And they were saying that Zimbabwe by April was expected to have over 1,000 plus COVID-19 related cases. But now with the lockdown and other implementations that government has put in place, i.e. the quarantining of people coming in and so forth, this has helped in terms of keeping the numbers low down to 46. Bearing in mind that the testing itself is not enough in the country, would you say that this is something that is for lack of a better word, correct?
I think what I would say, we shouldn't be 100% certain that the test that we have conducted is low, because we might have people who are walking around. We have actually the virus, but just haven't been tested. So I think for us to be so certain, to be 100% assured of our statistics, we need to do rampant testing. I think it's only fair that we do as much testing as possible, and then we'll then come up with a conclusion that for sure the number of the incidence of the coronavirus in Zimbabwe is not that much. Mm-hmm. So I think from an analytical perspective, we need to, there should be a balance of the number of tests and mm-hmm. also the number of confirmed cases. Mm-hmm. But also from the statistics that we have now, we are seeing a really low number, which can be attributed that maybe we have a low infection rate. But to be certain, we need to do more tests so that we know for certain, and we
now,
can be.
How much credit would you give the lockdown for this low number that we have thus far? Yes, we agree that there needs to be more testing done, but based on the numbers that we have right now, it seems to be, you know, pretty low.
I think the lockdown really helped in terms of stopping the spread, because I think we had the lockdown, was it 3 weeks after we had our first case?
Right.
And from that time, we saw that in terms of the trajectory of the statistics, it was just on a minimal slide. Mm-hmm. So the lockdown really helped in terms of social distancing and also stopping the spread of the virus. So, yeah, we should really give credit to it.
Now, Dr. Chitali Sanyaeguti, I remember even our last conversation that we had, we highlighted that, yes, initially when it was conducted in Zimbabwe, it came from outside into the country. But now there's actually people within the country that are spreading it. There's people who have died. There's people who have contracted COVID-19 that have zero travel history. In actual fact, some of them say, I have never met someone who has traveled. Is the lockdown something that is helping in terms of minimalizing those cases, considering the fact that people, the disease is now spreading within society itself?
Yeah, I think the initial part of the lockdown, which was when we were on 100% lockdown, really helped. But right now we're seeing that we have lessened the criteria for the lockdown. We're now on level 2. And people are now back in the community and so forth. So in terms of the criteria, because we now know that the virus is now spreading at a community level. So it's no longer a question of whether you traveled or not. It's now a question, have you been in contact, whether knowingly or unknowingly, with someone who has the virus? Mm-hmm. So the initial stages of the lockdown really helped, but now as we have lessened the lockdown, we're going to probably see the results in about 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time, to see whether there's still that community spread. Because since we've lessened the lockdown, which means the people are now interacting more and we've lessened the social distancing. So we have to see maybe in 2-3 weeks' time, to see what would the situation would be like.
Which would explain why the lockdown is being reviewed every 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right.
I think that's the idea behind it.
All right, hold on, let me translate one more time and then we'll wrap up our conversation. So, Zulukandaba Liyamuzwa, uDokotela Tino Themba Simemeza, sisanda phela ukuthinta udaba. Siyenze analysis yalolu hlelo lwe-lockdown, siyezwa ngishilo earlier on, ngathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ushilo ngempela ukuthi uhlelo lolu lwe-lockdown luzabe luqhubekela phambili ngokwesikhathi eside. Into yokuqala ngimbuzile uDokotela Simemeza ukuthi njengoba sizwe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa over the weekend esithi njengohulumende bona they were expecting at least abantu abedlula 1,000 elizweni abazabe belo mkhuhlane lo. Kodwa uhlelo lolu lwe-lockdown yena uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi lusizile ngempela nxa sesikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi ukuthi we're ensuring ukuthi umkhuhlane lo doesn't spread elizweni. Ngimbuzile udokotela Sinemeza ukuthi yena ulakho na ukusupporta lokho kusanda kushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wathi kanye ngani kuyahluka ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela ama tests aseyenziwe elizweni uthi they are not enough. Kumele njengelizwe sizame phela to ensure ukuthi we can test more people. And yena nxa sithi ama tests akasho phela ama RDT tests uthi ama PCR tests lawo ayo atshengisa phela uzulu ukuthi ngempela umuntu ulawo na umkhuhlane yobo noma cha. Ngiphinde ngambuza phela ukuthi lapho saqala ukumletha lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo ngambuza ngempela ngathi njengabo dokotela bona bafunani wathi hayi into yokuqala and this is a couple of weeks back wathi PPE iyafunakala. Ngimbuzile ngathi lokhu sekutshintshile na wathi yebo khanye ngani uhulumeni uyazama sometimes iyabuya iPPE sometimes ayibuyi kodwa ukuthi ukhanye ngani uyazama in terms of providing iPPE impahla zokuzivikela. So Dr. Sinemeza, as we wrap up our conversation, I remember we were highlighting PCR tests are more accurate in terms of showing whether or not someone has coronavirus. As we speak to date, the nation, we've done more RDT tests than PCR. But over the weekend, we heard President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying that it seems as though, as government, they're now trying to push for more PCR tests. How did you guys take this statement in?
It will be followed up with action. We really need PCR tests more than RDT tests so that we can be certain with our statistics and so that we may be comfortable and also to have proper research done in terms of our Zimbabwean context.
All right, Dr. Tinotenda Sibemeza, Sandubonga Udokotela Tinotenda Sibemeza, who an interview I had with him earlier on, Limzule Ngempela, he was touching on several different things that pertain to uhlelo lukahulumende olwe lockdown. We are kuthaza phezulu ukuthi yebo uhulumende has reduced ama phases sesiku phase 2. Kodwa even angayikhipha i-lockdown, even ingaphela, even ikaphela chirongwa che-lockdown, azvireyo kuti chirwere che-coronavirus chaenda. Kurudzira vanhu, yakutaza uzulu ukuti please, qhubekelani phambili, respecting imithetho ye-social distancing, ligqoka ama-mask, and respecting other rules that pertain to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Sala ndiyo nyaya yathathi nayo, nasi muchirongwa muri yeZimbabwe, ndiyo nyaya yathukenda mberi nayo muri yeZimbabwe. Kana muchida kuchupawo maonero enyu, musakanganwa netiripo papawa WhatsApp, +12024650318. Silusizi ukuthi uhlelo lolu ngeke lienelise ukungena njengensukwini ngenxa yokuthi we are broadcasting this program from home due to COVID-19. One, into SMB, number two, this program is not live. This name is Zimbabwe, it's the panel, but you're watching the show, Iki, which is a big connection, Lilami Umaikove.
Chipanda poe kamang mawiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist to an Veneti. Guys, COVID-19, abayibiza ngecorona, into corona. Phambili social distancing, as Kazan is under always, stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Wiza on the beat. Uthi phambili nge social distancing leka kohle phela. 2019 is the number to dial. If you're looking to learn more information on umkhuhlane we coronavirus elizweni. Saka, nasi mchirongwa tiri kunyatso analyzer. Zvakataurwa nemutungamiriri wenyika apo vakati lockdown ichange ichienderera mberi for an indefinite period. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa also touched on, you remember the kumbula phela last week we were talking about imfundo and how a lot of people are now saying ukuthi kulethuba lokuthi abantu might have to resort to e-learning. Hayi, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed that on Saturday esithi isikolo sizabe zivulwa phela following guidance kahulumende uthi they're going to be opening schools in different phases, and in phase one is going to be those that are writing ama final exams. Let's hear what umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa said about the education sector. Once again, the video we're about to play is from the same speech we played earlier on, courtesy of Zim Papers TV network.
Public exam classes within schools and the final year students at colleges and universities must be allowed to continue. Recognizing, however, the stipulated COVID-19 prevention measures. Meanwhile, clear plans of the phased reopening of schools must continue to be put in place.
All right, so that was our President Emmerson Mnangagwa, where he was addressing the nation on Saturday. Echasisa ngempela ukuthi izikolo are going to be opening soon. Phase one is going to be those that are writing their final exams. Now, let's head over to what Inhlanganiso yeZimsec had to say about this, whereby they were addressing a parliament, where they were addressing one of the parliamentary boards look at education-related matters. The footage you're about to watch is courtesy of Open Parley.
Towards the examinations, in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, ZimSec put in place a business continuity strategy to ensure that the production and the processing of examinations would go ahead. We were waiting for government direction so that we are able to deploy our examinations to schools. The deployment of these examinations is dependent on the reopening of schools, and I am sure that all of us heard His Excellency the President on Saturday indicating that examination classes will start, but the start of it is the work of the Ministries of Primary and Secondary Education, the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education, and of course the Ministry of Health. So we are waiting for the exact date when these are to start, and we will be in a position to restructure our timetable.
So you hear Hikoloko Ogusandu Wetula. Inhlanganiso ZimSec, where they appeared before the parliamentary board. The city and general local showing Mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, they are going, getting up ready to ensure Uti Abafundi, those who are going to be coming in with phase one, will be ready and be able to write AMA examination. ZimSec has highlighted a lot of different things. Number one, they said they are ready and they have been ready for a while for AMA June examinations. In April, 24 to the exact, Bonabe ZimSec postponed the exams. When they're awaiting and what do they have in mind with regards to schools and COVID and coronavirus. So they postponed the exams by a month, and now they said they are now ready. They are now waiting from Uhulumende Uti. What is the exact date that they can now start strategizing? So the days are still pending. And Anjalo ZimSec bayakhuthaza wonke umuntu ongatholanga ithuba lokubhalisa for their June exams ukuthi baqale phela ukubhalisa ngenxa yokuthi balakho ukubhala imihloliso yabo banokwana mikhana yekuyora my exam abo muna November. Now, I also reached out to the teachers themselves. How are they taking in on a Saturday? So I reached out to Omunye Wabo, the Secretary General of Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Umnumzana Robson Chere, to hear what he had to say. Over the phone. Asizweni umbonoka Robson Chere.
In reality, just a declaration of schools opening to accommodate exam classes without actually putting up proper safety measures on the learning environment, in this case I'm referring to schools, will not work.
Sangano ZimSec rakavhura page padandemutande zvokwadi raita kuti vanhu vange vanokwanisa kunge vachiwanawo mukana wekuenda padandemutande vange vachikwanisa kunge vachiregister. Asi tichitarisa zvikoro zvedu izvi zvingokwanisa kubatsira zvikoro zviya zvine access kwatinoti kuindanet. Hazvisi zvikoro zvese, zvikoro zvakawanda zvikuru kunyanya mumaruwa hazvikwanisi kunge zvichiwana access yekuenda padandemutande izvi. Handizvo zvingakwanisa zvinge zvibatsira kuti vana vanga vachikwanisa kuregista kunge vachinyora bvunzo dzavo. Zvakataurwa nezvimusek zvakanaka chose kuti vana vakanga vasina kukwanisa kunge varegista vanga vachipiwa mumwe mukana wokuregista. Ndodaira kuti nyaya yatanga tavaudza yekuti nyaya yekuti nguva yamapa vanhu kuti varegiste ishomanini. Tichitarisa mawandiro anoita vanhu mari munyika medu kuti mari iri kunetsa zvikuru.
iyoze ma tunoti ma examination fees akakwira zvakanyanya. Saka faida nguwa yekuti vabereki vangu vachaga mari asi zvisinei nyaya yemari yatitaura ichitori mari yakakura zvikuru zvekuti kunyange hazvo vapiwa mumwe mukana wekuregister hatisi kuzoona vana wese vachibudirira kunge vange vachiregister zvekare nenyaya yenyaya idzo dzinochokita nemari. At the moment, it's very difficult for teachers to be engaging in the process of preparing their learners for their examinations because we are saying teachers, they are also under lockdown. They are locked in their homes. The schools are closed. And also the same applies to the learners. We don't have actually the alternative methods of engaging in learning when we have a scenario like this. This is the first time to experience such a scenario whereby learners are at their homes, teachers are at their homes, and at the same time we do not have the technological infrastructure which can assist in online learning. We've launched an online school which is benefiting about more than 5,000 schools, but this is little. Preparation, Zimseg is saying it's prepared, but preparation is not only dishing out the question papers, but preparation now in this instant where we now have the COVID-19, it must include also the safety of the learners, how the material is going to be handled, how our learners are going to be even the seating arrangement, how the schools that are being used as quarantine centers for COVID-19 are going to be disinfected, how are we going to cut up the protective equipment for both the learners and the education. So when Zimsek is saying it is prepared, when those fundamentals have not been addressed, it will be a lie to the whole world. The idea of having the examinations papers or materials being disinfected is welcome, but like I said before, we have also other issues besides the issue of the materials only being disinfected. Nyaya yekuti zvikoro zvedu ndizvo zvichange zvichiprovide PPE material, protective material panguva yemaexamination inyaya iri misplaced nekuti kutaura nezvezvikoro zvine shanda nemari shoma ndosaka muri kuona zvinhu isu sevarairidzi we are finding difficult to have all the materials that should be there. Izvozvo zvekuti titi zvikoro zvichazokwanisa kunge zvichikwana mari kuraise enough funds to produce or to secure protective equipment. That one is very difficult. I don't think that is feasible.
The Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Umnumzana Urobson Chere, uyakhuluma phela umbono wabo uthi bona njengababalisi babona ngani ilizwe leZimbabwe alikabi ready ukuvula izikolo. He highlights a lot of things that pertain to izikhalazo zabo bona njengababalisi. Uthi into yokuqala lingakhohlwa phela kulezinye izikolo that are being used as ama quarantine centers. Lingakhumbula ngathi kulabantu abadabuka abaphila abayizalwane seZimbabwe abaphila kwamanye amazwe njengabo South Africa, Botswana. Bona nxa sebephenduka elizweni they are being quarantined and some schools are being used as ama quarantine centers. So yena uChero uyabuza uthi into yokuqala uyakhuluma hayi akabuzi uyakhuluma ukuthi kulama steps amaningi that needs to be considered before uhulumende takes into account ukuthi yena usefuna ukuvula izikolo. So yilelo udaba esinalo namhla kuhlelo omuli eZimbabwe ndiye nyaya thi naye nasinchirongwa sava kunzwa kuna Robson Chere wesangano re-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe wachitaura ka kuti lockdown how is it affecting yaya yedzidzo zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika Musemugovera apo wanga vachiti zvikoro zvichange zvichivhurwa soon and very soon vachange vachizvhura in phases and phase one they're going to be reopening it for those vachange vachinyora ma-examinations. +1202465 is the number to text. 0318 is the number to text WhatsApp if you're looking to let us know. Lingakhohlwa phela Zulukandaba uhlelo lolu silusizi ngiyalikhumbula ngempela Zulukandaba. I wish you could join me. Kodwa this program is not live and njalo we are working from home so we're not able to accommodate our callers. Kusilani silapha sithose phano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo Big Connection lilami uMikhobe. Yeah. 2019 is the number to call if you're looking to learn more information about coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Now, as we continue the conversation, the lockdown itself is something that's affecting youth in different walks of life. Amongst them, Kumbula Pela, Sige Sakuluma, Losakulayo, Hope Ndlovu, he once joined us in studio whereby we're talking about his company Tuvel. Now, Hope, you know, his company Tuvel works in the transport industry. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa on Saturday announced ukuthi under the transport industry, Sikhuluma nje, anyone outside of Zupco that wants to work, kuzamele abhalise phela ngeZupco. Before we head over to Hope, let's head over to a clip, once again, courtesy of the TN, of Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, ekhuluma okunengi about e-transport industry under the lockdown.
Commuter omnibuses, combis, and registered taxis, Mushikashika, also remain banned. 16. Only Zupco buses and Zupco contracted commuter omnibuses with the stipulated number of passengers and adhering to the sanitization and disinfection regulations will be permitted to operate.
That's the speech he delivered on Saturday, whereby he was speaking, addressing the nation, certain terms that are coming with the lockdown continuation, which is indefinite and up for review once every 2 weeks. Now, let's head over to Ingqoqo Engenze, the founder of Tuvel, who had a reaction to what Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say.
So the ban that the president made has implications on public transport, which is that combis will never be seen on the street until kingdom come, basically. That's a problem, right? Because combis are the lifeblood of cities in all African countries. Like, those minibuses are pretty much what makes transportation, what makes moving people from one place to another possible.
Mm-hmm.
Government, especially our government, does not have the capacity by Zupco doesn't have the capacity by any margin to sort of like transport people in like a city like Lue or Harare in an efficient way. They don't have that capacity. So it's a bit painful to people who have sort of like, you know, have kept their vehicles in their garages for the last 5 weeks, hoping that, you know, when things are better, the government will allow them. But it sort of seems that they're not being allowed. So okay, that's fine. But the challenging part that a lot of drivers are really looking at. I was actually in a conversation earlier with an operator who was one of our beta testers at the beginning of running Tuvel. And it really feels like they're being muscled into working with Zupco, right? And that's a little bit unfair in a sense, because on one end, you can't say, oh, okay, so, you know, combis, you're really allowed, but it's just that we only allow you if we swallow you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a part of like our big sort of like monopoly, and it now looks like the COVID pandemic and all these lockdown measures are now a cover for basically getting rid of phasing out combis, and that is obviously making a lot of people very uncomfortable, and more so knowing that, you know, some of these people, they invest a lot of money buying this gift. Some people have actually, you know, bought licenses, not like driver licenses, but like permits for them to operate. Some of them have joined associations. There are actually a lot of costs that are associated with starting a public transportation business. And if someone, especially the government, is telling you, park your vehicle or join us, it feels like coercion in a way. So, and that now speaks to, you know, anti-competitive regulations. I'm sure that the laws and all of this stuff can be easily resolved in court. You know, you can't get rid of competition by just coming up with, you know, very arbitrary laws. But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hope, it seems as though Umongameli took this decision. Now, of course, I'm not President Mnangagwa, so I can't say so. However, it seems as though he took the measures based on the health perspective of the city, when you can monitor indlela abantu bebhoda ngayo endaweni esijeneyo elizweni, it becomes easier to ensure ukuthi umkhuhlane we coronavirus doesn't just spread. So if that's the case, then why are people finding it difficult for them ukuthi they just join Zupco association?
No, the challenge is that the what the president said is not backed by any science. That is the problem. It's just an arbitrary measure. It's just saying, well, look, you know, we aren't seeing any significant rises in the sort of like number of cases. But anyways, we're just going to do this and we're not going to put a timeline on it. We're just going to make it indefinite. So, I mean, of course, to the public transportation people, there are the implications for public transport. But to people who are, for example, you know, human rights lawyers and things like that, they're looking at this as, you know, from the civil liberties type of, you know, type of end that, you know, the president is essentially, you know, using all these, you know, Qatar is essentially under martial law in a sense, right? Like you can't travel, you can travel without a pass, you know, all these things, right? And it's not really backed by any science. That is the part that people are like, okay, so you say we should lock down for a month and we're still not seeing insignificant growth. Why don't you let us go back and operate? That would be the thing backed by the numbers, right? But this decision is not backed by any numbers. So it's a bit tough to justify that to someone who actually survives on a specific on transportation business.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, going to question for our Ndebele listeners, when we're now talking about udaba lwemisebenzi, we've spoken to some experts and they're saying this means the unemployment sector vele might just get even higher. And anyway, a lot of people that were now using these alternative means as a means of making money. So now umongameli esithi hayi wonke umuntu sokumele asebenzise izupho, lokho kusho ukuthini when we're talking about the employment sector?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. A lot of people are going to, because drivers, conductors, rank marshals, you know, a lot of all these people are employed by taxi operators, by these you know, taxi operators. Abantu abaningi abasebenza emakhombini basebenzela amabhizinisi, abantu abanikazi bamabhizinisi, and okwenzakalayo ukuthi nxa amakhombi lawo engakhutshwa emgwaqweni abantu bonke laba bayaswela umsebenzi. And ngakucabanga ukuthi kobulawayo singakhangela ama-association amakhombi anjengabo-Bukta, anjengabo-Chovambayiwa, wonke ama-association lawo angabe la makhombi afika kumbe 5,000. So nxa sesokucabanga kuhle kuhle sizitshela ukuthi ama-driver amakhombi wona lawo wonke ang-5,000 asenamsebenzi kusasa. La mawindi angikhona siyabe sikhuluma abantu abaningi onganani, siyabe sikhuluma ngezimuli ezinganani ezizingasela obaba abasebenza endlini. So kumele bedinga eminye imisebenzi. And njalo into umsebenzi wokudrayiva amakhombi uvele wona siyawazi ukuthi umsebenzi o-informal, umsebenzi ongadingi ama-qualifications amaningi, ngoba la ma-drivers license akakwanikiwe kuhle kuhle. Abaningi bangikhona abala ezinye izinto abangakwanisa ukuziyenza ngaphandle kokudrayiva amakhombi. So lingabathathela isinkwa emlonyeni bazalilana. And yonaleyo izahlukuluza izimuli ezinye kakhulu. Kubulawayo, iHarare, ilizwe lonke jikelele.
Now, Hope, do you think ukuthi there is enough Zupco buses? Ngike ngakhuluma lomunye umbalisi earlier on. Ubesithi yena, in his area, iZupco is ayifiki. Are there enough Zupco buses in the country to accommodate a program like this?
Like these Zupcos are too few. They are too few. And part of the reason why they are essentially, why they are compelling Kombis to join them is because they don't have enough. Part of it, like the language that they are speaking, you know, essentially speaks volumes about what they can do and what they can't do. Because if they had the capacity to do it, why would they even need the Kombis to begin with? But also in King I cannot go to one abati a Lina Sevenzelanity. Private sector. Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about Tuvel itself. How does something like this affect Tuvel's operations in a country like Zimbabwe?
It affects everything totally. Like if you think about it, our whole model, we're essentially working on actually tweaking our model right now. But our model is based on working with individual private public transport operators, right? And it's meant to scale that way. But now once you have a single operator, it changes our business model. It even changes how we sort of, you know,
think about customer acquisition. It's now essentially, again, going around knocking on the doors of government offices and dealing with bureaucrats, processes that could take years. But if you're dealing with individual operators, it's essentially a matter of convincing the individual operator to join your app.
All right, Zimbabwe Motion Mode Zimbabwe Mabakunzwa Kunava, Hope and Sofu, the founder of Tuvel. He's highlighting how local Kusandu Kushongo Mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa about the transport industry, which is Zupco, is going to be the only one working. Wonke umuntu ofuna ukusebenza uzamele asebenze phansi kweZupco. Hayi yena uthi it affects all the private players. Hope touches on how much money people would be losing out on. So, tell me, plus 1202-465-0318 is the number to text on WhatsApp. Just Signal in collaboration with Roots Africa. Uhlelo Big Connection lelami uMike Hove. Nasi nichirongwa tukwenda berichichi kurukura nya eze national lockdown. Now, another thing that seems to have affected the national lockdown itself, or affected Zimbabweans during the national lockdown, is when we look at the human rights violations, or women's rights violations to be specific, the numbers have skyrocketed. Women are currently experiencing a lot of women's rights violations. So to hear more, I reached out to the founder or the director of Roots Africa, Mujare Beatrice Savage.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, Mike, and very disheartening that whilst we're having to deal with this pandemic, COVID-19, we also have to deal with some other pandemics that are happening with this pandemic, like an increase in sexual and gender-based violence. Musasa reported that I think on the 11th or the 9th day when the lockdown was announced, after the lockdown was announced, they had recorded about 764 cases of sexual and gender-based violence, which is way more than the number that they normally record per month. So it's just been a lot of violations happening, not just sexual violations, not just, you know, physical violations, but we've recorded, like, various cases of violence against women. And you rightly put it that there's been a general increase.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what exactly... Go ahead.
And as an organization, really, what we've done to respond to gender-based violence is we have opened a shelter where we are supporting survivors of sexual and gender-based violence. We have so far sheltered 31 adults and 5 minors at the shelter, all coming in with different issues, issues of rape, issues of physical abuse, emotional abuse, economic abuse, a lot of just violations happening. And as an organization, we do not, you know, condone violence in any form against anybody. And we, our standpoint is that whenever people are in violation of any law, they're supposed to be taken through the necessary and correct procedures, and that the police should avoid using violence, especially against citizens that are unarmed.
Chichitarisa, Pangueino, of the lockdown, What exactly is causing this spike in terms of women's rights violations?
I think it's a lot of issues, Mike. We talk of retention, like talking to the clients that have come to our shelter. There's just the tension of just waking up every day, you're facing each other, and there's no food in the house. There's just that general tension of not having food. But it's not a new thing that's happening. Gender-based violence is something that we have always been grappling with as an organization and as Zimbabwe. It's just that now it has intensified, it has escalated because of the lockdown, but it's something that has just been happening. It's to do with maybe the legal framework that's not very supportive. We have had cases right now, as I'm talking to you, some of our clients who went to report the police were told to go back home, and the police said, because of COVID, we're not arresting anybody, so you just go there, they record your case, then you go back and live in the same house with the perpetrator. So it's a lot of issues. It's the patriarchal nature of society where there's that use of violence is a way of saying, oh, I have to prove that I'm a man, and just, you know, an acceptance of violence as a norm amongst the community members.
Mm-hmm. Now, tirikuona kune zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika kune vanhukadzi munyika kubulawayo takaona vanhukadzi vakarohwa zvechokwadi nemapurisa tikaonawo zvekare vasikana vatatu ave MDC nawo kune ishu yavo sesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhukadzi zvese izvi muri kuzvitambira sei
zvinhu zvatinoshoropodza zvikuru zvekusungurudzwa kwemadzimai kuri kuitika during this lockdown. And personally, I have witnessed madzimai akanga arongedza musika kuglenview ndaenda chinoita mafood distribution kokonga arongedza musika mandakaona vachitotorerwa zvinhu zvavo vachirohwa ndikakurukura nemasex workers. Vakataura kuti panguva ino yelockdown, because of my travel restrictions, mapurisa ari kuti akavabata vari kuti vavape bonde pachena semuripo wekuti mhosva dzavo dziregererwe. So zvinhu zvatisingakurudziri sesangano, zvatinoti hurumende inofanira kuzvitarisira. Munguva dzino dzinoitika mapandemics akaita seCOVID-19 ipapa, ndopatiri kuona kumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu, kushungurudzwa kwevanhu and kodzero dzevanhu dzisingachengetedzwi. Saka zvinhu zvekuti hurumende ndiyo inofanira kunge ichigadzirisa nekutarisa kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzisange dzichimbunyikidzwa. Vanhu vese zvavo tisingamboti kana kuti madzimai chete.
Takamboita hurukuro mukatudza nezveshelter yamuinayo iyo yakanangana nekubatsira vanhukadzi vane kodzero dzavo dzekumbunyikidzwa. Pari zvino pane vanhu vachivauya here vachitsvaga rubatsiro?
Wangu pari zvino tambira vanhu vakuru, madzimai nevasikana vechidiki, vamwe vakabatwa chibharo, vamwe vakarohwa nemapadza, vamwe vakanyatso dzakawandisa kushungurudzwa chaiko, vauya mushota vanosvika 31 ndo makumi matatu nerimwe chete nerimwe chete kana shona yangu iri kwazvo. Nevana vadiki vakauya nanamai vavo vanoita vashanu. Saka ndivo vanhu vatatambira sofa, and titori nemadimands akawanda evamwe vekuti vari kutokumbira rubatsiro vari kunana Gokwe vekuti hatisi kutokwanisa because zvinoda mari yekuti tivatakure kubva ikoko kuti vauye kushota. Nenyaya yematravel restrictions ariko kuti vafambe zviri kunetsa futi, but kune demand yakanyanyisa vanhu vari kuda rubatsiro rwepekugara panguva ino yekuti vari kumbunyikidzwa nguva dzelockdown.
Now kunze kwechirongwa chamuinacho ichi chekuvabatsira muchivapa pekugara, mune zvimwewo here zvirongwa zvakanangana nekubatsira vanhukadzi vane kodzero dziri kumbunyikidzwa?
Hongu hatisi kungovapa pekugara chete. Pane vamwe vekuti hatisi kukwanisa kuvapa kuti vauye kuzogara sevandataurayo vekuti vari kunzvimbo dziri kure. Tiri kuvabatsira neyatingati psychosocial support and counseling. Tine makansela edu ekurutsu nemamwe masangano akasiyana siyana ari kushanda panguva dzino dzelockdown, vakaita sekunana adult rape clinic, vana zwala, vari kubatsira vanhu panhare ipapapa kuti munhu asiri kukwanisa kuuya but achida ruzivo, achida kuzvati oita sei, anogona kubatsirwa kuti awane ruzivo runoita kuti abude musituation iyoyo ari kumbunyikidzwa.
Mm-hmm. Now, Beatrice, we've seen a trend. Early on, you also highlighted something that concerns the police themselves. It seems that whenever an instance happens, a lot of the times we hear about how the investigation is going on. An example is Kubulawayo. There's also the investigation right now. Do you think that the police are doing everything they can to ensure that our women's rights are protected in Zimbabwe?
I would want to see them doing more. Mm-hmm. Whenever, like, there are any violations, because I don't think it's a good position for the state to be in when you're accused of having, you know, abducted people or injured people or beaten up people. So if the state has no hand in this, they should be working flat out to make sure that they've done necessary investigations and, you know, just bring it to the fore that this is the position. And I don't think it's a good space to be in as the state when they say there's a third hand that's causing all these abductions and all these shenanigans that are happening. And as a state, you are not content that there is a third hand that you're not in control of and that you don't know by name that it's so-and-so who's doing this to our citizens. So I would want to see a position where the government, you know, works flat out to really show who is doing this in our community, because violence should not have a place in our community, especially in this time when we're dealing with a major world crisis, you know, that needs all of us to be putting our hands on deck.
Nemaondreno nyaya iyi inogadziriswa sei for us to get to a certain point where vanhukadzi vanozvionawo feeling safe muZimbabwe.
Mukoma Mike tichine rwendo rwakati rebei ipapo pekuti vakadzi vaite feel safe and so that we have safe you know, safe cities. It's a lot of things. I think, you know, fanira kunge is really embedded within my policies, edu, ASA, urumende, you know, my town council chayo. I'll give you an example. Yekuti pandai mbogara ime nchimbo iri kure isiri muZimbabwe. Ndaifamba usiku kana kuma 10, 11 and would feel very safe. Ndaitotsika kusangana nemhuka dzani kusangana nemunhu achandimbunyikidza because my streets are well lit. Pane, you know, rapid response, ukangoita anything, ukafona, unowana rubatsiro. So achisi chinhu chekuti chinoda kugadzirwa pa surface. It's a lot of things that need to come into play. My policies edu, how we resource even those policies. Like I'm saying, simple things like having my street lights, kuti kana munhu uchifamba, unokwanisa ku, you know, kufamba pakajeka. Ukafonera mapurisa, anouya immediately.
Muzvare Beatrice Savage, Director of Roots Africa. Ube kasisa ngempela u Beatrice about, you know, ama women's rights violations that are happening elizweni kulesikhathi ilizwe lonke likuhlelo lwe lockdown. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, tinobhururuka tinomhara muri Zimbabwe. Tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Sesvikile mapetsoleni nohlelo namuhla isikhathi sami sesiwe ngumangoyi. Kodwa abafisa ukuxoxa lami lingakhohlwe ngikhona kuTwitter njalo ku-Instagram @BigMike3BIGMYKE3. Nasi muchirongwa saka tichikurukura nyaya yezvenational lockdown. On Saturday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced kuti chirongwa chehurumende chelockdown icho chinokurudzira vanhu kuti vagare mudzimba chiri kuendera mberi for an indefinite period. Vachange hurumende ichange ichiongorora chirongwa ichi once every 2 weeks kuona progress yaitwa. Bwana ndoka namhla, chakazo muhle, asanganeni kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, same time, same place, next week. Olivelisayo ngenjabulo muri eZimbabwe anokoneka inemfaro. Ndino yimi Mike Hove. Bye bye.